I'm Heidi Harris. Welcome to the Heidi Harris Show podcast. I do this 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can subscribe to these podcasts at iTunes. You can also check them out at HeidiHarris.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Heidi Harris Show. Well, last week, a little poop storm was stirred up when Donald Trump apparently called some countries in the world, well, should I clean this up for the air? How about S-holes? How about that? Okay, I'll just call them hell holes. How about that? Now, there are conflicting stories about what Donald Trump actually said about some countries in the world, and people have, of course, jumped on him again. There are people who are saying that his comments were racist and this and that. You know what? I wasn't in the meeting, and there are people in the meeting who can't even agree on what he actually said. They did agree that he used some pretty tough language. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. There are some countries in the world that have terrible cultures that are terrible places to live. You look at Haiti, for example, versus the Dominican Republic. This isn't a racist thing. You've got these people sharing the same island. The Dominican Republic, very different from Haiti. Now, why is Haiti bad? Because corruption, bad religion, bad politics, all those kinds of things are part of it, huge poverty. And, you know, it's not about race. The bottom line is there are millions, or billions, I should say, of people who want to come to America because we are an amazing country and not because we're a white country. It's not a racist thing. The fact is we have religious freedom. We have personal freedom. Do we have corruption? Of course we have corruption. Everyone has corruption because, wait for it, people are corrupt. But the fact of the matter is there's a reason people want to come here and there's a reason they don't want to go other places. And what's so ironic to me is a lot of the folks from these countries that people are now referring to as hellholes. You know what? We keep hearing that they can't go back there when they immigrate to America. They can't go back there because the country's in such terrible shape. Basically, it's a hellhole. But now if you call them a hellhole, now there's just a big controversy. Oh my gosh, you can't say that. You know, there's bad and good in this world. There are good cultures and bad cultures. This is the way it is. Now, America's not perfect because human beings are the same regardless of where they live. People are sinners, and they all basically have the same inclinations. But in some governments, it's far more corrupt than it is here. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't people at all levels, but you know what I'm saying. We basically live by the rule of law in America, or certainly try to, compared to other countries where you have no rights. I mean, there are the countries where you're getting shot just standing on the street corner. In most places in the world, you can't even say, hey, you know what I think? Or somebody's going to pull a gun out on you. So America is better than a lot of these other countries, and it's not about white versus black countries. The fact is there's corruption, there are problems, there's violence, there are all kinds of issues that make other countries not nearly as good as America, and a lot of folks are defending Donald Trump, even if he used bad language. Have you ever been to a town in America? I have, where they call it, you know, the armpit. I'm cleaning that up. There are worse versions. They call it the armpit of America or the armpit of the South or the armpit of the West or whatever. I've been to some of those towns. I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to offend anybody who lives in those towns. And yes, you could argue that a town is what you make of it. That's true. But the bottom line is there are places that are better to live than others. There are places that are more backwards. There are places that are more racist. For example, as a white woman, there are places in this country I would never want to live that are mostly white. Why? Because the people who live there, and I'm not saying everybody, but there are a lot of known racists in certain parts of the country, people dropping the N-bombs and whatnot. I wouldn't want to live there, and I'm a white woman. I wouldn't want to be around it. I would consider that a backwards, horrible place to live, no matter how pretty the landscape is. But that's my opinion. But there are a lot of things about America that are amazing, that are better than these countries. That's why these immigrants want to leave them. That's why they want to leave countries in North Africa and places like that, because they don't have any future there. They don't have any freedom. They don't have any rights, and they don't have any future. And there are people who might come from those countries to America and build futures because they actually have some ambition. They have some goals. They want to work really hard. They want to take part in the American dream. But the problem that we've got is we've got a lot of people who are immigrants around the world who have learned that they don't have to work. See, it used to be that if you wanted to immigrate to a country, you had to actually work hard. Irish folks when they came over here and folks from Eastern Europe and things like that. Nobody was going to kiss your butt or hand you a check if you didn't survive here in America. It was sink or swim. And the conditions were incredibly tough. I mean, have you seen pictures of the tenements they had in New York City, the way people lived back then? And there's still places in the country where it's pretty rough, but can you imagine living like those people did in the tenements? But to them, it was better living here in a tenement than it was where they came from, because there was the possibility that they could make a better life for themselves. Nowadays, because of the way we've changed our welfare laws, you come over to America and just like the Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now we've got your huddled masses yearning to freeload, and people are coming here by the millions or trying to get here illegally, who have no intention of surviving on their own. Why should they? They come here, they have a baby, we hand them a check. People who otherwise, in a different time in America, might have actually had to work, realize they don't have to. Not only can they leave their rotten, corrupt countries, they can come to America and they can actually get free housing. They can get free food. They can get all this free stuff. And so what's happened is many of the people who come here who want to come to America legally or illegally are coming here and getting on the dole. So we're not attracting the industrious people that we used to attract in America. Now, in fairness, everybody's not industrious who moves here. Back when the Irish potato famine happened, there were tons of Irish people moving here, and those are my ancestors, Irish and Scottish, like a lot of folks in America. And these people were dirty and illiterate and had no skills. And they were basically living in the mud in a lot of cases, but they were starving, and they left there during the Irish potato famine, and they had to survive somehow. So it's not a question of everybody who comes here has to necessarily know how to do a specific skill, but back then, you couldn't freeload. You weren't going to get put on the public dole. Now, there were churches and places like that that would take you in, and I still think that's where it should happen. If you want to bring in refugees, and you hear a lot of these bleeding heart churches and folks like that, so-called spiritual leaders talking about how we need to take all these refugees in, and I do think we still need to be a place where refugees can come. Absolutely we should. But if we're going to take them in, let's make sure that they become industrious people. Let's not hand them a check, because the worst thing you can do to people is hand them a check and kill their incentive to work. It's not healthy. It's not mentally healthy. Forget about whether or not I was paying the bill. It's not good for people to sit around and do nothing. And now we've got 2, 3, 4 generations of people who are sitting on welfare and doing nothing and teaching their children that the way to get money is to go to the office and wait for your welfare check or to get on welfare when you're 16. I had some friends one time who were sitting on a plane a couple of years ago next to a couple of teenage girls. And the entire flight, these teenage girls were discussing what they would get if they got pregnant. So they weren't pregnant yet, but they were looking at all the benefits, quote unquote, of getting pregnant. Now, you and I, anybody with half a brain, looks at that as completely stupid. You're 16, 17 years old, and you think you're getting something by getting a couple of $100 in your pocket. You're going to get specific housing. You're going to get some kind of food stamps, whatever. You and I, normal people, consider that a trap. We understand that if you have a kid at 16 or 17 years old, the chances of you crawling out of poverty are slim to none. But when you're 16 or 17, especially if you're in a situation where your parents maybe, have too many rules and you don't like the way things are going at home, all you have to do is have a baby, and there are all kinds of things the government hands you. And my argument against welfare has always been, we are encouraging people to have children because we are telling them what we'll do for them if they have these babies. And some people say, oh, come on, people don't purposely get pregnant. They just get pregnant by mistake and then they need help. Well, not these women on the plane, these young girls. I have a friend who discovered that he was a father to a child who was about 12 or 13 at the time. He didn't know. He dated her mother briefly. They broke up. He didn't realize the mom got pregnant, and he didn't realize she'd had a baby. She never told him. And he's a stand-up guy. And of course, you could say, what was he doing sleeping with someone he wasn't married to? Well, we'll put that aside. Anyway, he dated this woman briefly. Then he found out when the daughter was about 12 or 13 that she existed. So what did he do? He stepped up. He already had another child, but he stepped up and took care of her and took a lot of care of her and actually took her in at one point. And she lived in some trailer in Pahrump with her mom. And her mother and her grandmother were actually telling her at 13, 14, 15 years old, now listen, honey, if you just have a baby, we can get all this stuff. That mentality's out there. There are people in this world who live for taking advantage of others. That's just the way it is. They want to live off other people. Now, wouldn't it be nice if we could all live off other people? Sure it would. I mean, it's human nature to be lazy. That's why the Bible says if the man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Why do you suppose God said that? Because God knows we're basically lazy. And people will sit on their butts and they won't work if they don't have to. I mean, if I didn't have to work, if I didn't have to do a lot of things, there are a lot of days I would just sit around and binge watch and eat ice cream. But I like what I do, luckily. But I've always worked my entire life. Nobody's ever handed me money and said, hey, honey, you don't have to work. You just go ahead and do whatever you want to and don't worry about it. Well, you know what? That's never been the case for me. I've always worked. But there are folks who've never worked and no one in their family has ever worked. They've never seen anybody actually have to go to a job. I remember being a little kid and whining about something to my dad, and my dad said, well, I don't feel like going to work some days, but I do it. And I thought, oh, you know what? That's a lesson. These are things you do in life, whether you feel like doing it or not. And there are too many people nowadays who are raised believing that, you know what? They don't have to do anything. Why should they? Can you imagine a kid who's been on the welfare dole with the mom or the grandmother or whatever, and a lot of times it's single families, single parent families. Can you imagine being a kid and saying, oh, I want to grow up and be, and then realizing that you really have no role models? You've never seen anybody who's actually had a job, because if your parents are on welfare, you're probably living in a lousy neighborhood. Even if it's Section 8 housing, bottom line, you're probably surrounded by your parents' friends who are also on welfare. I mean, I don't have any friends who are on welfare. Now, that doesn't make you a bad person. Please understand, I'm not picking on you, because there are people who genuinely need it. Widows and orphans, they would fall into that category. But if you're somebody who doesn't work and you sit around and watch Jerry Springer all day and you have no intention of working and you spend your time trying to get freebies from the government, guess what? You're not going to be surrounded by people or not going to be hanging out with folks who actually have jobs. So your children are never going to see anybody who actually has a job. And so it goes. This is where the cycle comes from. And that's how scary it is. So when Donald Trump is talking about these hellhole places, they exist, people. And when you bring in too many folks from those parts of the world, you have problems. Look at France. France has brought in way too many immigrants from North Africa with no education, no skills. They don't know the language. And what are they doing? They're torching cars, their entire neighborhoods you can't even go into in France and Germany because of what these immigrants are doing. Donald Trump is right. That's not everybody from those countries. But the fact is, when you take in mass numbers of people who have no interest in assimilating and no ability to actually benefit the nation, what are you doing? So Donald Trump's exactly right about what he said. Let's be honest. There are places you and I would not even want to land on a plane and be on the tarmac for half an hour. Come on, let's tell the truth. So maybe he's not the most eloquent guy. Maybe he uses language that offends people. But bottom line, he's right about it. We have to limit the people who come from countries that have such different cultures from ours that they're never going to respect America. I mean, we get people coming here from the Middle East sometimes who will come to America. They'll bring their families. Then their daughter dates the wrong guy. And what do? They drown their daughter in the pool provided to them by America. So they haven't changed culturally. They still don't think the daughter should have a right to date who she wants to. But then they come to America. They have no intention of assimilating. They don't respect our rights. They don't respect our freedom. You know, there are people who will come to America, and if your dog disappears, guess who's gotten it? There are places in the world where they eat dogs. And so suddenly, dogs will start disappearing from the neighborhood. Well, you know what? Guess what? You haven't assimilated. We don't do that here. But there are people who will bring rotten aspects of their culture to America. You can't control that completely, but you can control the number of people who come from those terrible cultures. And they have to understand that the reason we are who we are, the reason we're the greatest country on the face of the earth, is because of the fact that we do have religious freedom and personal freedom, you know, to a large degree. I mean, I realize we're losing those freedoms every day, but you get the point. America is a country where you can come and actually work your butt off and make something out of yourself. And these countries that are hellholes don't have that ability. And the people will be stuck living in a swamp, living in a slum their entire life with no opportunity. So Donald Trump's exactly right when he says that. And I know the truth hurts, but, you know, he's kind of famous for that, isn't he? And that's why the American people voted for him. What can I tell you? And the left still hates it. I'm Heidi Harris. Join me three times a week for the Heidi Harris Show podcast. You can subscribe at iTunes, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, The Heidi Harris Show, Twitter, Heidi Harris Show, and sign up for my free newsletter at HeidiHarris.com. That's kind of your home base for all the information, HeidiHarris.com. Sign up for the free newsletter, and you can get some information about my new book, Don't Pat Me on the Head, which is coming out here in just a couple of weeks. And I'm going to be doing some book signings, and I am very excited about that. Looking forward to that. So join me next time. And until then, remember, you were created for a purpose. I'm going to take you out with the great sounds of Tony Scottwell.